Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Browns will be on the practice field here within the hour, and we'll keep you posted. Something interesting we hear that comes out of minicamp, by golly, we'll let you know. For instance, did Shadur complete a pass? It's kind of like, and Tom, I can't wait for this to happen. The minute that we start counting practice passes and completions and everything, and we've seen it already, I'm waiting for the Guardians to release Carlos Santana in BP hit 14 balls over the fence. And that means what?
Yeah.
Darius Garland hit 18 three-pointers.
Yeah.
He hit 79% of his threes in pregame warmups today. Hey, great.
I know. Yeah. It's gotten a little bit too much.
But that's where we are. Unfortunately, with this team of quarterback, Tom, that's where we are.
I know.
We're looking at everything and thinking, does that mean this? Does that mean this? It gives us tons to talk about, but yeah. Oh my God, please.
I got to tell you, it's been interesting for me. First of all, it's strange for me not being out there still.
Yeah, I bet.
A little bit of FOMO, but also a little bit of relief and not having to be consumed by it all and the tidal wave that is the Browns quarterback situation on a yearly basis.
I'm quasi-retired from the Associated Press.
There you go. But it's also given me a different perspective on, to your point, Jeff, kind of the
absurdity of some
paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
The oversaturation, way too much. Which is why I'm trying to be a little smarter in how I go about doing this with you guys. You know, just trying to bring a different perspective, but also being respectful of the job that the journalists are doing out there at camp. But also taking
and they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Of course they are. Yeah, that's what they're paid to do, right? But also taking everything with a grain of salt or two. So, fascinating stuff.
I mentioned before break a little bit of rumbling, and this is one of those things, and this is the world we're living in, where somebody has thrown something out that made me think, really? And if you think about it a little bit, it might make some sense. Kurt Benkert is a guy who played quarterback in college at Virginia, went to the Green Bay Packers, and his NFL career didn't last real long. He played in one game. But now he's doing stuff and throwing stuff out on social media.
So he's an expert is what you're saying.
Well,
yeah.
The guy has he knows more about quarterbacks than I do.
You and I will ever know. So, exactly. Yeah.
So good for him. But he went to Twitter, and he's put out some stuff about quarterbacks and leading up to the draft.
That
was pretty interesting. Yeah. on Monday night. He put this out on X. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Miami Dolphins trade for Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel at the end of the preseason. And then he continues. He said they liked him a ton, saw him as an incredible scheme fit. Remember, they have Tua Tagovailoa there. Where's Dylan from? Hawaii. Where's Tua from? Hawaii. Who is Dylan's idol? Two guys, Marcus Mariota and Tua Tagovailoa.
All left-handers.
All Hawaiians. Mariota, right-hander, but a Hawaiian kid. And
Tua, all left-hander.
Then yeah. Gabriel went to Oregon, where Marcus Mariota was. So, you know, that's where part of this is. He said the Dolphins liked him and were going to take him a few picks later, but the Browns drafted him. So the Browns beat the Dolphins to Dylan Gabriel. And then he said the Dolphins traded that pick away after Gabriel was no longer available. So they had a pick, third round, traded it away.
What about
it?
I got you.
Because they wanted him. I thought, yeah, great. Well, the Browns drafted him for a reason because they really liked him. So I immediately dismissed it and then immediately thought, but wait a minute. They have four quarterbacks.
There's going to be an odd man out.
And there's a fifth who probably won't play this year, but there is a fifth. I keep trying to think, Tom, can they possibly keep four quarterbacks? And Daryl has told me repeatedly, and I'm sure he's right, because I've said, you can't keep them on the roster. Can't keep four guys at cut down day. And then, and even going into the season, to put a guy on the practice squad, mm-hmm. you must expose him to waivers. That's correct. From everything I've been told, from what Daryl's told me. Well, the minute you do that, you might lose one of these guys. So let's just say Sanders looks as good as Gabriel, even though they drafted Gabriel early. Man, wouldn't you trade him rather than expose him to waivers? Because if the Dolphins like him, they're going to claim him.
We've learned, Jeff, that the quarterback line moves in the NFL, right? There's going to be changes. Somebody is going to, you know what? Somebody's going to get hurt in another camp. Somebody's going to get traded. Somebody's not going to be happy and sit out because of a contract. Pieces move all the time. So this is not a far-fetched scenario whatsoever, right?
No, it really isn't.
Especially
is it?
If, as he points out, they were as high on him as the Browns were. So obviously there's already like an interest, right?
And he thinks that Gabriel is a great fit for the Dolphins scheme.
And yeah. I don't disagree with that, right? I mean, based on what we saw Tua do down there and other backups.
And watching tape of Gabriel, I mean, he looks like Tua. Not just that he's left-handed.
Very much so. And I've said this to you and Dan off the air. I'm really intrigued by this kid. I like so much, and maybe it's a little bit based on the fact that the Browns liked him so much going into the draft, but I liked him in college when he was at Oklahoma, when he was at Oregon. He always seemed to make big plays, big throws. Looked pretty darn good against Ohio State the first time around last year.
Great with his feet, too.
Now, granted, you know, the Buckeyes didn't blitz him and then kind of learned their lesson from that after playing them out in Eugene. But, yeah, I really like this kid. To your point earlier, Jeff, the composures he's shown in the news conference settings, that means something to me.
Tom, me too.
Yeah.
And now we've done this a long time. People would say, well, that doesn't matter. No, it actually does.
It's the way he carries himself.
It exudes leadership.
100%. And you can see that he's already had a good rapport with Flacco. I don't know if you guys saw in the social media thing the Browns put out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them at the media day doing
where
the photos
together. Where he looked like
together.
Flacco's son.
Yeah. But, you know, and they seem to be getting along well, which is important. And, you know, people have asked me, too, about back to Flacco for a second, this whole not necessarily wanting to be a mentor type art discussion. Joe doesn't want to come in and be labeled as, okay, you're here to be the mentor. What he's going to do is go about his business on a day-to-day basis.
Watch me.
And exactly.
Yep.
And hope all of that, those traits and those characteristics and those good habits that he's built throughout a 15, 17-year NFL career, whatever the case may be, that stuff rubs off on these young guys. And I think that's what the Browns are.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hoping for as well.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Demos and Shaker dialed those digits. Hi, Demos.
Hi, I've been enjoying the conversation here.
Thanks.
I think you're exactly right about Flacco. Look, when you talk about not knowing what's going to happen between now and Labor Day weekend, if you think about just, okay, could be an injury, right? Having four guys is okay for now. You know, God forbid that happens, but you never know. But when they picked Sanders, my first thought was, oh my God, Kenny Pickett is trade bait. That was my initial reaction there because, you know, either he's going to be a reclamation project or he's not. And so, you know, we have the entire, you know, month of July and August to kind of figure all that out as to what the pecking order is going to be. And so there's kind of like two landing spots here, right? Either the two rookies are going to be both okay, and Flacco might start the season and Kenny, you know, Pickett gets traded because somebody's going to need a quarterback in the league. So I'm not worried about trading someone. I did think the Miami thing was intriguing, but think about Sanders though for a minute here, where he's gone from. He's the golden child to some people, right? People are still pissed off he didn't get picked in the first round, but we ended up with him anyway. Now he's the fourth guy. He's the underdog, and people like underdogs too.
Do they ever, Demos?
So he's kind of got the best of both worlds. You talk about him getting a lot of press. It's because now he's got the people that always thought he was going to be great, and the people now are rooting for him because he's at the bottom of the pack. So, you know, it's going to be a wild ride here. It's going to be all kinds of speculation, as it always is here with the Browns. But so what? Let Stefanski play out August and, you know, in July and see who rises up, if the cream rises to the top. And maybe we got lucky with two rookies. Who knows?
Demos, that's a real valid point. And Tom, because of, and this is where I do think draft position comes into play. Because of where he was drafted, because of the fact that they have four quarterbacks, time now works in Shedeur Sanders' favor. You don't have to play him. If he doesn't play at all this year and he's on this team,
there's a longer clock for him. I agree with you.
And that might be a really good thing for him.
Yeah, the expectations have been lowered, right, based on the draft spot. You know, Demos makes some good points there, too. I mean, you know, this is a guy that has been heralded from even before he got to Colorado, right? Everybody had their eyes on him.
Jackson State.
Yeah, I mean, he's Deion's son. kid's a football player. And we'll see. You know, I had heard that, you know, there's been some talk about whether or not the Colorado offense was, you know, on a par with some of the bigger programs. Wasn't very complicated necessarily. I think, Jeff, you pointed out that he completed more passes behind the line of scrimmage than any other T1 quarterback.
That,
I mean, there's some things
that was a stat that I saw I found amazing, especially considering the offensive coordinator was Pat Shurmur,
who was
an NFL quarterback, but the offensive line wasn't very good. He got sacked like crazy.
1,000 times, right.
So he didn't have the running game or the line to help him get the ball downfield, and he had Travis Hunter.
I was just going to say, but Pat also understood that he had number 12, and that kid could play and get the ball in his hands as often as you can. So, yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, as Demo said as well, and as we've talked about earlier today, it's going to be a day-to-day, week-to-week, if not throw-to-throw basis here as we go forward between now and the end of the summer. So as I mentioned earlier as well, I like the fact that the Browns have numerous options here. I like the fact that you've got Joe Flacco sitting to the side. I was one of the big proponents of bringing him back last year, despite the fact that it was going to make Deshaun Watson uncomfortable. I thought that was a huge mistake. I think they remedied that, obviously, and in some ways maybe admitted that that was a mistake. I mean, something they should have done
At least the whole plan to base it around Deshaun didn't work.
Well,
so they went back to...
You know, and I think back to this time a year ago, guys... I can remember Scott Petrek and I walking out of a few practices, looking at each other and saying, Deshaun can't play. I mean, this shoulder is bad. I mean, you want to talk about like he couldn't fire the ball downfield. And I kept thinking, when is this going to get better? And then you factored in all the other things, you know, the rust, you know, all the off the field stuff. So I'm glad from a Browns fan standpoint that at least they are beyond that. And there's actually competent quarterback play taking place out on the field that they can evaluate. That's a step forward.
And one thing, people tend to forget it already. It certainly hasn't worked with Deshaun here. Will it ever work? I'd be stunned. He couldn't play up to his capabilities last year. Let's not forget, when he was in Houston and was playing, not sitting out that year, man, he was good.
He was great.
He was really good. And it hasn't worked out here. They'll be on the field in Berea coming up here in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll keep you updated. Anything that might happen, stay tuned. We'll give you some updates. And then we'll be going out to Berea for press conferences, probably late in the noon hour and then into the 1 o'clock hour as day two of mandatory minicamp. That's fun stuff. What's not fun stuff is what we're seeing offensively out of our baseball team. Nor is it fun to watch Terry Francona doing his usual post-game celebration with his players at Progressive Field, but they're wearing uniforms that say Reds. Terry can get the sweep. We're going to talk some Guardians and lack of offense next, right here on Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.